B-Pod Studios.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:41. It's Wednesday. Yeah, I know it feels like a Tuesday, but surprise, surprise.
I know. It's exciting,
Wednesday.
Isn't it?
It is. It's Hump Day. It's Prince Spaghetti Day.
It is. It's all those things, Bob.
And
it's Inauguration Day, by the way.
It's Inauguration Day, I was going to say. So there you have it. New president sworn in today. What time is that happening?
Noon.
Noon. What time does the Donald fly out?
I think he's flying out at like 9.
Going to Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah. He still gets to hold the football, though. The nuclear football.
Oh, where? On the plane?
He brings it on the plane.
Oh, my God.
And just...
Yeah?
Just so everyone knows. And then he has it, and then at noon, right at noon, the codes change.
That is awesome.
It's like so Bourne Identity.
It really is. 3 hours to kill.
Oh, hey!
Huh? Isn't that a great movie?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't go there. I'm just saying a little fun fact.
He's got 3 hours to kill.
Oh, my God.
It's a movie trailer.
I know it is, but I feel like...
Yeah, move on. So, we're watching... Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh, yeah. Season. I love him.
Netflix, great.
Yep.
And my wife and I were watching it, and she made a great, might I say, Bob observation.
Why don't you just say an observation, because her name is not Bob.
But I was in the room.
Oh,
so
God.
It becomes,
all right.
Proximity counts.
Yes, right. You're right. You defend her as you should. He's got a great jingle to start his show.
Oh, it's awesome.
She said, you guys need a jingle.
A jingle is the best thing ever.
So, a little bit later, we'll play the Somebody Feeds Phil jingle, and maybe we can work something, workshop it.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I love a jingle.
We have some musical listeners listening.
Snappy, you know what I mean?
My dad had a company, like a travel company, and he had a jingle.
See?
It was amazing.
Love a jingle.
It was so
cool. You guys
cool.
need a jingle. So we'll play that one that we really like, Somebody Feed Phil. And then maybe we can noodle it, you know?
All right, well, noodle it. You love noodling.
I love noodling. It is something. We'll leave it at that. Okay. Cloudy and 37 today. 21 tonight. Don't forget, 8 o'clock, your first shot, $500. It's Journey today, so be listening for your first chance at 8. And then 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8.
Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
It's 6:19. Cool things brought to you by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with Pay Per Mile Insurance from Allstate. Call a local state agent and get a quote. LBF, what's cool?
You know when guys say, when their significant other is pregnant, they say, oh, we're pregnant. And you want to, like, strangle them?
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, I've got a great response to that.
To what happens when we
are pregnant.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Brian?
We're all looking for more stuff to watch. I've got some classics that are coming back that you can watch with your kids.
I love it. And, hey, it's National DJ Day. So, did you guys know that?
You've
National
been told us 10 times.
I've heard that, Bob.
Well, stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you, back in the day when they sold albums, back in the day, LBF.
Yes.
I think you still have some.
Although, I do.
Okay, what album is rated number one for the best kickoff song on the album of all time?
Like the first
when you
track,
drop that
you're
needle,
like,
you're like,
oh, man.
Stand back. This is going to be good.
All right,
I'll tell you what number one is.
All right. All right, so I don't know about you, but I find it super annoying when husbands or significant others say, we're pregnant. Because it's like, no, we're not pregnant. She's pregnant. Mm. She is pregnant. She's the one who can't have a drink. She's the one who can't have any cold cuts or tuna fish.
She's going to push.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a mom out there who's just singing that same song.
Yeah.
She had an answer to the we're pregnant situation she put on her TikTok, and this is what she had to say.
Hey, babe. Hey. So remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
That's amazing.
You like that?
I love it. I love it.
Well, I never said it. Did you ever say it, Brian? You said we're pregnant.
No. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're together, right?
Sorry for you.
Yeah, we're having a baby.
Yes, we're having a baby.
Yes.
We're having a baby.
That's where it stops.
Yeah, but we're not pregnant.
We are not.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
All right. Well, once we have that baby, here's some things you can watch. My wife's excited because she found all of the episodes of Mad About You are on Amazon Prime now. So she started watching that show again. But this one coming in February 19th, Disney Plus. They just announced it yesterday. Kermit the Frog made the announcement that the show's 5-season run will be on Disney Plus of The Muppet Show. Previously, seasons 4 and 5 were never released. Because I've got the DVDs I watched with the kids of, like, the first
like the
two seasons.
Wow.
It's spectacular. Yeah. And
big stars on that show,
oh,
right?
Oh, huge stars.
Remember?
I mean, that was
most
a great...
of them are dead.
Yeah, they're all dead now. But, no, I mean, Elton John, I mean...
He's alive.
Big stars, and it's just still hilariously funny. So February 19th, that's on Disney Plus.
Now, do your kids like it?
They love it.
It stands up, stands a test.
Who's
never
seen it?
Absolutely does.
So I know where I'm going to be.
There you go.
Harry Belafonte, one of my favorite episodes.
God, really banana song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's National DJ Day, so here we go. Let's play DJ.
Okay, I'm going to help.
Okay. All right. So these, according to BroBible.com, are the top 3 opening songs to or opening tracks to albums. So when you drop the needle or you played that CD, the first one out of the gate got you and you knew it was going to be great. Coming in at number 3. Go ahead. It's Prince. Let's Go Crazy.
It's a really good beginning of an album.
It's going to be a fun album. All right. Number 2 is Led Zeppelin and...
That's a good way to start it off.
You knew you were headbanging right there. And now, coming in at number 1, the most needle dropping, song popping.
Oh God!
No, get done. Okay.
Do you want me to just play it?
Just do it.
Okay, here.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Number 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first heard Welcome to the Jungle, and wow. You
really
knew that
did it blow your mind?
It was an awesome, and still an incredible album. But
I really loved
Tough Act.
Rainy Days and Mondays on the Carpenters.
So
it was just
all right,
such
let's
a.
Check where that came in. Didn't make the charts. There we go. That's fun. All right, so it is National DJ Day. Who's the epitome DJ when you think of, you know, all time, right?
All time and all the time?
Yeah, I'll tell you who he is.
Okay, good.
Coming up next, and we have him at his all-time best. Next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I'm actually a DJ myself. That just put a big smile on my face. Let me tell you, my favorite DJ of all time, the one that got me into this thing, was Casey Kasem.
Well. Yeah.
Every Sunday, I listen to American Top 40 from the late 70s up to like late 90s.
Yeah.
Faithfully. That was awesome.
Well, Casey Kasem is, you know, the epitome, and you're exactly right. He is the number one DJ when people think of DJs. So, thanks, Keith.
I'm listening to you guys every morning, man. You're part of my daily drive. Rock on, guys. Be
thank
safe.
You, Keith. And now on with the countdown. Here's Casey Kasem. Yes, so Keith is a DJ. He's a wedding DJ. And he was excited that it's National DJ Day. And his favorite DJ was Casey Kasem. Used to listen every Saturday or Sunday morning.
You know, I did too.
Didn't you?
I learned so much about, like, you know, you do those little things like behind the song.
Yeah. Or we do dedications and long distance dedications.
Oh, yeah. Remember those?
Yeah. Well, here's one that you may have missed. Because when you listen to Casey, nobody was smoother, nicer, warmer, just the greatest guy. But check this out.
Okay.
Here's Casey Kasem.
We're up to our long distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's start again.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication.
Death.
Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. Because the last damn time, I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
Snuggles.
Now back to the cop.
I want
to
know what pictures he didn't see.
Snuggles.
I don't know.
I mean, you want to see obviously, he was very upset he didn't get to see those pictures.
See those pictures of Snuggles. You don't think so? You think? Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
I know.
Not Casey.
Anywho, Casey.
Anyway, on with the show. So,
okay.
What do you got?
Please. Oh, why you never ever want to sit next to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend on a plane?
This is legendary. Stay tuned.
All right.
10 minutes from right now.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying "Enable ROR Boston." Then say "Open ROR" or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, this, I'm going to tell you why you don't want to sit next to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend on a flight.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, doing
you
a service. A service.
Were they a mile high?
Listen, I'm not going to give it away. It's called a tease National DJ Day.
All right. Hey, good one. Right. I like that. That's good.
Okay.
She's coming around.
I'm coming around. All right. But good news for March of 2023.
Yeah.
Remember this movie?
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure
that is Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Johnny Depp wasn't singing like that.
No, not at all.
Nope.
Let me tell you, I'm very excited because the prequel of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Remember that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Isn't it so fun? And then he opens up the doors and it's all chocolate candy.
In the world of
Augustus Gloop.
Yes.
Does a bad thing and then gets sucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Veruca it's a great
Salt?
Movie.
Was that Veruca Salt? Who got sucked up?
No, Augustus Gloop got sucked up. Augustus Veruca Salt, she got the bad egg with the golden goose.
That's
geese.
Right. Yep. Okay.
But it's going to be directed by the director of Paddington. And if you've ever seen the Paddington movies, Paddington 2 is actually better than Paddington 1.
I'm hearing it's that.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. They're such, it's delightful. Paddington 2 with, what's
Hugh
his
Grant.
Name? Hugh Grant is so delightful and so much fun. It's for adults and kids.
Really?
I loved it.
Hugh Grant said it's his best movie.
It is. It is really his best movie.
Is he physically in it?
Yes.
Or is
no. Paddington's the only one that's not like, that's like animatronic.
Okay.
It's on your assignment.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
the
are you sitting down?
The football ends pretty soon.
I know, that's right. You sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
I know he's sitting down.
Yeah,
okay. I'm looking right at him.
Yeah, you are, but
airwaves.
Brace yourself.
It's DJ Day. I'm just doing my job.
Okay.
Claire Crawley and Dale Moss are on a break
Oh, no. Now, if, don't say.
Were
so,
they?
They're the people from The Bachelorette.
Oh,
now,
no.
The only reason I bring this up is because Claire was the Bachelorette who cut the season short because she fell in love with Dale.
And she just didn't want to go on.
And she didn't
want to
go on.
Yeah.
But they've been fighting a lot recently. They're mainly in disagreement over lifestyle preferences. He wants to date and she doesn't. Dale wants to be in a lively city and focus on his career. And Claire is rooted in Sacramento. Mm. Oh, to help care for her mom.
Aw.
Well, okay. You knew that going in.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus thinks women are hotter than men, just so you know.
No, she got she's into, not wrong.
She... that's right. I have a group of people.
I agree.
But I agree, too.
Yeah.
I mean, just to look at, women are just nicer looking.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
men are cute. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, you got a lot going against you. all right. So, finally, let me I want to play the fun background music to this story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Chrissy Teigen. John Legend.
Yeah.
You do not want to sit next to them on a plane. Probably you won't be able to because they have a private plane in their first class.
Yeah.
There's a list of the craziest places that celebrities have done the horizontal hula, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Teigen and John Legend admitted that they did this on a plane to Thailand in first class. Under a blanket. They would be arrested if they were normal people. That's disgusting.
Under a blanket. First class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at you smiling.
I know what they're doing.
All right. Don't even. I don't need a picture. I don't need a map.
Huh?
I don't need anything.
Okay.
You want to know other crazy places?
Yeah,
just,
let's hear
you know,
it.
So next time you're at a cocktail party in 2022, you could say, hey, remember, did you know that Jennifer Lopez did it on a balcony outside once?
Balcony outside. Right. Okay.
Kim Kardashian in a public movie theater. Do these people have
in
no shame? I mean, I think
theater.
Almost in a way. COVID might stop these things. Charlie Sheen in the Eiffel Tower elevator.
Okay.
Liev Schreiber on the Staten Island Ferry. By the way, I don't know about you, but the Staten Island Ferry is the best way to see the Statue of Liberty. It's cheap and the beers are $2.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Zac Efron at the prom and Jenny McCarthy at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
The bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
What, they took a donkey down? I mean.
I'm sure they did.
There's a punchline I can't say. Let's move along.
I'm about to wrap this up. I feel like you can't
ride
handle this.
Donkey down.
Yeah, I guess.
You want to go?
Bob Bronson.
Oh, boy. That's
National DJ Day. Please, for the love of God, play a song.
I'm playing one right now.
Right.
Here's Don Henley. Would you like a fun fact about this song?
Where did Don Henley do it?
Wow, no, stop. No.
Walden Pond.
No. Probably. The fun fact is Tom Petty turned down this song that his own guitarist offered him. Tom's, I can't write a hit out of this. Give it to Henley.
Wow.
Henley took it.
There you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Brian Bell. Hey, by the way, it's National DJ Day, so if you see a DJ today, wish them well and buy them their favorite coffee.
Really?
I think you should.
Oh, too bad I can't go to the coffee store right now. I'll go. You want me to go?
No. No, I need a nitwit.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. Today? Oh, you volunteered again. Great. Let's play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's how it works. LBF, grab your magic marker.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Piece of paper.
Yep.
And I want you to write your answer to this little Match Wits phrase. Let's see if we can get someone to Match Wits with you. Mrs. Potato Head is totally fed up. Every night she stays home with the tots. Get it?
I get it.
Yeah. While Mr. Potato Head goes out and gets blank. Oh, boy.
Ooh,
Mr. Potato Head going out every night while she's home with the tots. 888-410-1057. Brian, what do we have for the winner who matches wits today?
A four-pack of tickets to explore ice castles in New Hampshire. The awe-inspiring must-see winter phenomenon built with hundreds of thousands of icicles.
That's fun. Okay, here it is. Mrs. Potato Head is totally fed up. Every night she stays home with the tots while Mr. Potato Head goes out and gets blank. 888-410-1057. LBF, you got your answer?
I sure do, Bob.
Did you fold it?
No.
Well, you should fold it.
No one's behind me.
Sit on it.
Okay. All right.
Keep it warm and hide it from us.
Okay.
Okay? 888-410-1057.
Wow.
Oh, Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
He likes to party. Here we go.
It's time to play Matchwits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Brunson.
Hey, thank you, Brian Bell. 7:23, playing Matchwits. Here's what you're trying to match with, and so far, no winner. Mrs. Potato Head is totally fed up. You know, every time she stays home with the tots,
those
little tater tots, yeah, while Mr. Potato Head goes out and gets blank. Okay? Nobody's matched wits with LBF yet. Let's see if we can get a winner here. What do you say?
He's getting mashed.
He's getting mashed, LBF.
I love mash, but no.
No. Thank you, ROR. What is Mr. Potato Head doing out there?
Smashed.
Getting smashed.
Smashed. No.
I like a smashed potato.
Who doesn't?
Uh-huh. All right.
They're more fun.
ROR, what's Mr. Potato Head doing?
He's getting sloshed.
He's getting sloshed.
Sloshed potato.
Sloshed potato.
No,
well, you do make
I've never
vodka
had a
with
sloshed
potatoes.
Potato.
It's a recipe for that.
I know. A lot of milk.
Don't you make vodka with potatoes?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just walking around sloshed. Not it, though. All right, ROR, what is your answer?
I'm going to say Glade.
What?
Wow, well, straight to it.
Potato chip?
Yeah, gravy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, good. He's thanks for saving that.
Chip.
Yeah, right.
Good one,
okay.
Brian. Mm. Is that it, LBF?
No. No.
Can't have just one.
Oh, God.
No,
oh, my God,
yeah,
Bob.
No. All right, that was wrong. All right. ROR, what's your answer?
I think he got baked.
Got baked.
Oh, he didn't get baked.
Yeah.
No.
Is that it, LBF?
No.
He wasn't baked.
Sorry.
Adulting is fun, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes.
Okay. ROR, what's your answer?
Loaded.
Loaded it is. You got it.
What's your name?
My name's Susan.
Good job, Susan. Here's what you won.
A four-pack of tickets to explore Ice Castles, New Hampshire, the awe-inspiring must-see winter phenomenon built with hundreds of thousands of icicles that bring fairy tales to life. Visit icecastles.com/New Hampshire for tickets and info.
Susan, don't get loaded before you go, okay?
Oh, boy.
All right, you hang on. Yeah, good job, Susan.
Poor Mrs. Potato Head. That's what happens when you marry a big spud.
See, that's good. That's good.
Get it?
I get it.
Oh, boy.
Okay. There's some answers that nobody said.
Like what?
Did we get fried?
Oh, fried? Yeah, okay, fried. Yeah. What else?
Oh, gratin?
Oh, gratin.
Oh,
yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
People don't serve enough au gratin potatoes.
Mm.
It's really, I love it.
I agree. Yeah. We're taking a detour, but I agree.
Maybe because I'm getting a little side dish.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, now. Yeah, there you go.
That was
side
good.
Dish.
That was good, Brian. But anyway, congrats, Susan. Enjoy Ice Castles up there in New Hampshire. Coming up, Dirty Laundry, LBF.
Okay, so what did Chelsea Handler do out in a cemetery at a funeral?
Anything she wanted.
I know. It's very on brand for her, but I'm going to tell you.
We'll find out.
You don't want her to come to your funeral.
All right, Brian.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Brian. Brought to you by Home Depot.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Well, well, well. Chelsea Handler did this outside a cemetery at a funeral. I'm going to tell you what it is.
At a funeral?
At a funeral.
Oh, Chelsea.
Boy.
Wow.
I know, right?
The decency. My gosh.
She has none. But we all knew that, right?
Yeah, wow.
But before I get to that, some good news. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is going to get a prequel. And it's going to be released in March of 2023. I think it's much more along the lines of the first one with Gene Wilder and not the second one with Johnny Depp.
That was a weird one.
It was a weird one. It's not bad, but it's not the OG.
I might be weird because I like them both in their own way.
Yes, Lucy likes them both in their own
way. The Johnny
way.
Depp one stuck to the book.
Yeah, it did. Yep, the Johnny Depp
one. I'm sorry, he's no Gene Wilder.
No.
Great. But the good news is that this one is going to be directed by the Paddington director. He directed Paddington 1 and 2.
But who's Willy Wonka?
I don't know. They don't know yet. It's greenlit. That's what they say in the biz.
All right.
Okay, I know that you are going to be shocked, and I know that you're going to be sad, and I'm sorry, but I have to tell you.
Please, break it slowly.
The Bachelorette, Claire Crawley, and Dale Moss are breaking up.
No.
Now, this is from the woman who blew up The Bachelorette by leaving midway saying, I'm already in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Is that what she said?
I really thought it was going to work out.
No, it wasn't going to work out. So apparently he wants to live in the city. She lives in Sacramento, which I think is boring, right?
Yeah, it's a capital city.
And so, I mean, all the places, Sacramento.
Right?
But her mom's there, and she takes care of her mom.
And then also,
I just want to add that Jennifer Garner is actually upset that Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, the banana split.
Is that right?
Because Ana was very good for Ben because she was healthy and didn't drink. Jennifer is concerned that Ben is going to spiral.
Oh, okay.
I just wish those two would get back together, those crazy kids. I was watching 13 going on 30 going on 13.
My daughter was watching that yesterday.
Yeah. So good.
Cute movie?
So adorable. Yeah. And she's so adorable. And I love Jennifer Garner. I want to marry Jennifer Garner.
Well,
that would be nice.
Are you going to do the Miley story now then?
No, Miley thinks that women are better looking than men.
And she's right.
She's especially Jennifer Garner. Anyway, she's too cute. Like, that's the thing. Finally, let's discuss the real story, shall we? And I need to play some music because that will make it.
Set the table. Yeah.
Really? No, that's not it.
Yeah, okay.
Wait a minute.
Jeez.
Wait.
No, this is
I don't think I have.
All right, well, we got some.
Here we go. I got it right there.
All right.
The craziest places people have done the Harjibobo Rangus, and you know what I'm talking about.
Is that Scottish?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just a personal word that we use in my house.
Okay. Wow. Now we know.
Yep, it's the Harjibobo Rangus. Feel free to use it in your family.
Or not. Okay.
Chelsea Handler outside a cemetery at a funeral.
I
could have died.
Whose funeral?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
She was crashing. She's a funeral
she
crasher.
She wrote a whole book about one night stands. That's how she got famous. So, yeah. I mean, that's on her. Jennifer Lopez on a balcony outside.
Nice view.
I'll bet.
Right? I mean, it's a balcony.
Okay, that's the balcony, sure. Right? I don't think that anyone's looking at the ocean. Anyway, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend on a plane to Thailand in first class. Under a blanket, which is illegal and gross, and no.
But they're in first class.
Oh, yeah.
First class passengers can do anything they want.
That's classy.
So classy.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian in a public movie theater. She, Pee Wee Herman. That's fine.
Okay.
And
she probably wasn't alone.
Gerard Butler on the side of a volcano and also on a glacier.
Oh, he's just bragging
that must
now.
Fire and ice, baby.
Yeah.
Just
a glacier.
Bragging. Yeah, I was on a volcano.
What's that?
Wrong
a
with
glacier?
You.
Are you
Who
done?
Does it on a glacier?
You done?
It's I'm
very slow.
That's right. The most disgusting
but
dirty laundry I've ever done.
Well, we're not going there, Haji Boo Boo. Whatever you just
Haji Bobo Rangus.
Okay.
Haji
Oh God. All right. Transitioning now.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't
DJ.
Even remember it. Haji Boo Boo. Okay. Coming up 8 o'clock. We're gonna play Journey. Remember, it's not about the destination. It's about
the journey.
That's right.
Tell that to someone who has to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
And hold it till 8. Your first shot. $500 coming up. 105.7 WROR. 8 is the mark. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian coming up. 8 o'clock. We're going to play Journey. You go ahead and text in the word we're going to give you to 45911. You could win $500. Give you that chance on the even hours all day. So 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, 8. You're going to learn something new. When I came in today, and Brian, I think you'll agree, I came in today not knowing that I would learn a new word.
Yeah.
Or phrase from the Falcone family.
Yep.
And it is?
Haji Boba Rangus.
Okay. Haji Boba Rangus. That's your term for?
Well, you know, like things you shouldn't speak of, including but not limited to, you know.
Well, people want to know more. Hey, ROR, what's up?
Yeah, could LB spell that hashy banging thing out for me?
Go ahead, LB.
I can't. I don't know if I can spell it, but like you can spell it phonetically. Haji Bobo Rangus.
Oh, yeah, fine. Thank you.
Okay. Rangus is good. Haji Bobo Rangus. All right. Ciao.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Hey, let's say good morning to Aaron from Pepperell. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi.
Listen to that energy. You're ready to go.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
She's young. So,
Aaron from Pepperell. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Aaron.
So my mom works for Mary Kay. It's a beauty cosmetic product company where you get like some, you get like facial cream and makeup.
Yeah,
it's for women of all color.
Okay, Aaron.
Wow, you're doing a commercial for Mary Kay.
Maybe a little bit about yourself, Aaron. You're funny.
So I play a lot of instruments. I play guitar, bass, keyboards, and drums. Dang. I even sing too. And
wow.
I hear a station like every morning that will get me like motivated.
I love it.
Wow, I wish
Thank
it
you,
worked
Aaron.
For me.
Oh, my God.
Get her some, to her,
you know what? Get her some Mary Kay, Aaron. Cheer her up. All right, Aaron, let's play Super Smart, okay?
Okay.
You're fun. Now, you know how it works then because you listen every day. So if you get them all right, you get $1,000. And if you're not sure about a question, just say pass. If we have time, LBF will go back to it. Aaron, you ready?
You bet I am.
All right, here we go.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
Who was the 44th president of the United States?
Barack Obama.
Steve Perry was the lead singer of this band.
Steve Perry. Pass.
What is a kookaburra?
A bird.
Whose inauguration was the first to be streamed on the internet?
Pass.
In what 1985 movie did Molly Ringwald play the role of Claire?
Breakfast Club.
Albert DeSalvo was better known as whom?
Pass.
Who was the first president to be sworn in Washington, D.C.?
Pass.
What city is often mistakenly referred to as the Lost City of the Incas?
Incas. Machu Picchu.
What sports lingo uses the term scrum?
Pass.
Well, Steve Perry was the lead singer of this band.
Tom Petty. Oh.
It wasn't Tom Petty, no.
Oh.
It's your 80s artist of the day.
Journey.
Yes. Journey. Should have asked that question. Should have that right off the bat.
Yeah, I know. Any way you want it. Anyway, you did 5. You passed a lot, though, Aaron, but you're fun. Here's what you missed.
Yeah, you really did well. Okay, yeah. The inauguration that was first streamed on the internet was Bill Clinton's. Mm-hmm. Albert DeSalvo was better known as the Boston Strangler. Mm-hmm. The first president to be sworn in Washington, D.C. was Thomas Jefferson.
On the internet, too. He was, yeah.
Yeah, it was on the internet. Mm,
sure. Yeah.
And what sports lingo uses the term scrum? That would be rugby. But well done, Aaron.
You did good, Aaron. Hey. We like you.
Yeah.
Hey, so just for playing, we're going to send you a $50 gift card to Antonio's Baccaro. That's in Hyde Park. Check it out at antoniosbaccaro.com. They're offering family-style meals. So you and Mom, get some of that Mary Kay to go. Look good, feel good. and try the El Paco.
What's the El Paco?
Thank you for asking, LBF. It is the package in Italian.
Oh.
The El Paco.
Really? Tell me more, Bob. Well, I'm listening.
Okay, good. These meals feed two people and are only $25. Open 7 days a week for takeout and delivery. It's Antonio's Baccaro.com. Sound fun, Aaron?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
The El Paco sounds great.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's good. Bye, Aaron.
All right. Thank you.
Sweet. Hey, for if you want to play Super Smart, and why wouldn't you want to play, get a chance to win the El Paco?
Okay. Right.
All right.
Just go what a prize.
WROR.com. Sign up to play there. We could use some players.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, LBF, what'd you find? What's cool you want to share with the class today?
Well, I like how this wife got back at her husband for saying things like, We are pregnant. We gave birth.
We can't wait.
I know.
All right, so we'll see. Brian, what do you got?
I got another classic that's coming back and available to stream very soon. I'm excited about
you
this
You are.
One.
Okay. And doesn't the lottery say your dreams can come true?
I think.
This literally. Doesn't your husband work for the lottery?
Yes.
Full disclosure.
I don't like to bug him about work.
Okay. So there's a woman in Canada who played the lottery.
Oh, yeah?
And dreams can come true.
I think New York's is, you never know.
Yeah, that's
my favorite.
Yeah, that is my
favorite. Hey, you never know. Okay. All right, so this woman got back at her husband for doing the we're pregnant thing, and she did it on TikTok, and now I'm her number one fan. Here you go.
Hey, so remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
Yeah, well, no, we didn't.
We did not. Well, you know what? Yeah, if that's what you're going to do, then that's what you get.
How long has she been holding that little Trump card?
Forever.
Yeah.
Listen, there's no we're pregnant. She's pregnant.
I agree.
Right?
She's been
we're having a baby.
To play, though, wasn't
yes.
She?
But, yeah, that's great.
It's a great card.
I almost wish Dave said we're pregnant, because then when I dented the car, I could have used that.
Only play that hand once.
Really?
It's going to get OLD.
You think, huh?
Yes.
All right. February 19th, mark your calendar, because the Muppets. Oh, I'm so excited. Kermit the Frog actually announced this yesterday that the Muppets will be streaming on Disney Plus.
Can you do it in Kermit's voice?
The Muppets will be streaming on Disney Plus starting February 19th.
Wow, right, like on demand.
I know, pretty good, right?
I'm pretty excited because it's episodes seasons 4 and 5, which have never been streamed anywhere before.
That's exciting.
What do you think, Piggy?
Wait a minute. Who's Piggy in this scenario?
Anyway, so...
Hey. Looks right at me.
This is exciting.
My God.
My kids and I watch... We have the DVDs of the first couple seasons. I feel like I'm going to get karate chopped. But now seasons 4 and 5, there's 120 episodes. Yeah. They're still so funny.
These are the TV shows the prime time shows back
this was
in the day.
76 to 81 is when it ran.
John Denver was on.
I love John Denver.
My favorite Christmas album.
Big stars are on that.
They really are. Yeah. And
a lot of them are dead.
Yeah.
A lot of them are dead.
Yeah. Miss Piggy was on quite a bit.
All right.
Just saying.
Don't even make me
Pigs
tell the
in
story.
Space, great skit. Anyway.
Do you know that Lucy, when she was watching the Muppets one time, looked at, and she was late, like a baby, and she looked at the screen, and she looked at Miss Piggy, and she pointed and said, Mommy!
No, she did not.
100% true.
Both have blonde hair and excellent style.
That's it.
True.
That's it. And a slightly turned up nose.
My nose, anyway. Right, do fine. Your thing.
Okay, good. Here we go.
I think he did.
A woman in Toronto has used the same lottery numbers since they came to her husband in a dream 2 decades ago. And she just won nearly $50 million.
Is her husband alive?
That is a good question. Deng is her name. Deng, I'm going to say her name once, and that'll be it.
Okay.
Deng Pravatodam told the Ontario Lottery officials that the numbers she chose for the Lotto Max drawing were the same ones she's used for the lottery drawing since her husband dreamed about them 20 years earlier. She's been playing them for 20 years. Her persistence paid off. She won $47.1 million.
Wow.
Here's where she's going to go wrong. With the money,
yep.
Deng says, I'll be capable of helping my children out more. Whatever they want, I will be able to buy it for them.
It's true.
A car, new clothes, whatever.
A mansion.
No.
Yeah.
Go on my lottery dream home.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. I don't know. Be careful with that, though.
Why? Well, wouldn't you give your children everything
whatever they want?
You'd do it now.
Well, the Bank of Bob
that's
is closed.
Right. You always talked about the Bank of Bob.
It's closed.
Imagine if it had that kind of funding.
No, we will not. Bank of Bob is closed. Anyway, so if you've got a dream about numbers, play them. Okay?
Okay.
If it's in your head. Like they say in New York.
You never know.
You never know, right? There's Genesis. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:37. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Cloudy today. Looks snowy, but don't think so. Just cloudy. 37 is your high. 21 tonight. And cloudy tomorrow, 36. Bounces back Friday to 42. Would you like to know about the weekend?
Yes.
Sunny, 31 on Saturday. Sunday, 32 sunny. So, chilly weekend. There's that. Yeah. And right now in Boston, it is 32. National DJ Day today. How about that?
Happy National DJ to you, Bob Bronson.
Well, would you like a fun DJ fact?
Do we get free food anywhere?
Nope, we don't.
No,
no,
really?
No, that's not fun. Do you know how the top 40 began as a format and how Casey Kasem, why they did the top 40?
Fascinate me, Bob.
Okay, so I think it was a consultant. His last name may have been Drake. I could be wrong. Some old DJ will correct me. But he noticed at the local diner with the jukebox, the kids kept playing the same songs over and over. Like they couldn't get enough.
Okay.
So they said, hey, they don't want all the riffraff songs. They want the top 40.
Oh, somebody.
So let's give it to him.
Consultant had to come up with this.
It's the last good idea a consultant ever had.
Yeah, that was it. So they came up with the top 40, and then Casey Kasem in 1970 started
Casey's top 40.
American top 40.
Oh, yeah, American.
Well, there you have it.
And that's it. Around
I loved
the world.
It. I'm telling you, I love every Sunday after church. I did go to church. Can you believe it?
I believe that. Sure.
And we would listen to
just
the top
for the donuts,
40.
Though, right? I know.
Well, that's true. I can't believe you knew it. Okay.
I went for the same reason.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, it was a bake shop.
Thought it was my personal secret, but
nope.
I guess not.
Nope. Here for the donuts. Anyway, so Casey Kasem started it in 1970, became a huge success, heard coast to coast and around the world, as he used to say. But here's something you might have missed about Casey.
Mm-hmm.
He was a professional.
Sure was.
He didn't mess around. When he wanted to do a dedication, it better be right.
Love this.
And God help you. If you were coming out of an up-tempo song, doing a death about a doggy into an up-tempo.
Where are those pictures?
And here's Casey Kasem.
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
Yeah.
And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes.
Yeah.
Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's start again.
Uh-oh.
From coming out of the record.
Uh-oh.
Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone?
No.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication.
Right.
Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Uh-oh.
It's a last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
Yeah, Snuggles. So there you go. You get it?
He really escalated quickly.
Mm-hmm. Up tempo.
Up tempo.
You don't want to talk about a dead dog in the family. You come out of a nice ballad.
I guess. I mean, in a way, it kind of jerks you back into reality, and I love that.
Well, how about
But that's like, why I don't teach it.
Right. Anyway, Snuggles is
still dead.
Still dead.
So is Casey Casey. Yeah.
What are those pictures that Casey wanted?
Wow.
I don't know.
He wanted
probably
the pictures.
Of Gene.
Probably of Gene. Hey. I was supposed to see those pictures. Anyway. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Steve Winwood and Higher Love. It's 8:53. Cloudy and 37 today. That's it. That's all she wrote. 37, but that's okay. That's okay. No complaints.
Oh, I can.
So the complaint department is closed.
It is.
See you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a feel-good story of the day. I love this story. If you don't have a dog, you might want one after this.
Uh-oh.
Wink, wink, LBF. A British man said he spent about $400 to have a veterinarian examine his dog's limp. Okay, the dog had a noticeable limp. It turned out the canine didn't have anything wrong with him whatsoever. So his dog, Billy, they noticed, his name is Russell Jones, the guy of London, said he noticed after his ankle was broken that his dog, Billy, was keeping one of his front paws raised while walking. So he posted a video to Facebook showing the dog hopping next to him as he walks with the use of crutches. You know, Mr. Jones did.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I got to find out what's going on with my dog. He spent $400. The vet examined Billy. They even took x-rays of his apparently injured leg. But the medical professional was unable to find anything wrong with Billy.
Oh, Billy.
The vet said that his dog was imitating the way he walks with his broken ankle. So Billy has been limping since the day after he injured his ankle.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, we're watching like walking like that now? Okay. All right.
I don't know if it's sympathy.
Or narcissism. Know? He just wants the attention.
Yeah, right.
You're like, well, yeah, is that all it takes? Yeah, all right. I'm going to start limping too.
Everybody's giving me treats. Now I have two dogs. One dog, if I have a cut or a bruise, anything, she wants to lick it, tend it, smell it, make sure I'm okay. Yeah, I know, right? She cares.
Yeah.
But we have a miniature schnauzer who couldn't care less.
So
I could be lying
there
dying, and she'd say, too bad for you.
Yep. Who's going to feed me?
Yep. So,
I'm coming back as a miniature schnauzer.
Yes. You might have some of those traits.
Oh, I definitely do. I'm going to put in a request.
You have schnauzer traits. Okay.
Oh, does this dog not care about anything? Excellent. Yeah. I'm in. Either that or make me a cat.
Likes treats. Likes treats. Yes.
Schnauzer. Oh, okay.
Feed me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.